Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, guys. It's Zoe and...
Lamorne.
And Hannah.
And we're here with our show.
I don't know why I said... There's a couple things. I don't know why I said my name that way.
Why say
I thought you said. I thought you said. I thought Lamorne. You did it really
I was kind of put on the spot. You paused and I thought you were going to say it. And then I just like, oh, snap.
No, I like... I like to hear your sweet mellifluous.
Well, let's try this one more time. Let's try it one more time. Let's
you took a dramatic beat to show your range.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Guys, it's Zoe Deschanel and
it's Lamorne
and Hannah.
And
you think that was better?
That was a lot better. Yeah. We have a lot of women listeners and they just like my, it's like a soothing voice for the ladies. And then I did that. Ah, yeah, I just screwed it up.
It was good. I like your normal voice.
Talk as yourself.
Like in addition to your radio voice.
My normal voice like this.
Yeah, I mean, I like it all.
My Robert Downey Jr. Tropic Thunder voice.
It also sounds like do you remember, like, there were a lot of like Euro dance bands from the 90s that had a guy that would rap with a voice like that?
Like, wait, what?
Like that Barbie song.
Oh, that dude. It sounds like that Du Hast Mich guy. It sounds like that voice.
It sounds like the beginning of that Jodeci Cry for You.
Oh, hey, man. Hello, baby.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, it's the one deep voice guy from Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The water runs dry.
Gotta bring it back to Boyz II Men.
You gotta do it. It's the greatest group of all time.
Yeah.
Right next to She and Him.
Thank you. I love, do you love that boy bands have to always announce their presence with a song that tells you about them as a, as an entity? Like Motown Philly is,
oh yeah, yeah,
Boyz II Men's, like, and then there's like Backstreet's Back, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta know exactly. O-Town.
Yeah, they all have to tell you about themselves in an intro song.
Yeah, they just want to make to get everybody familiar, because you know people have their specific, they're a fan of a specific character, if you will,
right?
And
it's
kind of
like, yeah, it's kind of like when you have that intro song, you're like, okay, we got this out of the way. Now I can find which one of you guys I like the most.
Oh, yeah.
Also, in the 90s, there was always two that were very hard to distinguish between, right? Like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And there was, in the UK, it was like Take That, and I obviously like Take That better because I can't even remember the other one. And there was like,
take
so they
this,
would have,
right? It was Take This.
Was that Bad Boy Records?
Take That and Give This.
Very many records because people like Take That better.
So
we're here to talk about New Girl.
Episode 2.
Previously on New Girl. The episode is 102, Kryptonite. Coach is out. Bye-bye, Damon. Will we ever see him again? The real fans know. And Winston returns to the loft from his adventures in Latvia. You're going to love Winston, I do believe. Here's the thing. Winston wants his room back, but Schmidt is the top dog now, and he refuses to give up the room. Eager to be just one of the guys, Jess tries to surprise Winston, but Winston is hungover. Winston been drinking. Nick begs her to keep it down, but she wakes him up. Needless to say, Winnie is pissed. Jess complains she is out of clothes. She left all of her things at her ex's house. Schmidt allows her to borrow from the lost and found box of his sexual escapades. And if you know New Girl, then you know Schmidt be having some escapades sexually. Trying to be one of the guys, Jess accidentally hits their TV with a basketball. She don't know how to handle the rock, y'all. Now Jess must pick up her items from her ex-boyfriend's house. Jess valiantly tries to get her things back, but she's still under the spell of Spencer's perfect hair. I mean, if you've seen his hair, wouldn't you? Meanwhile, with her friend's support, a few drives around the block and an evidence of a beloved plant's neglect, Jess finally gets the chutzpah to get her TV, which she drops. Silly Jess. But hey, it's better than not having a TV at all. And now, back to the show.
It was 102, but would we call that the first episode? I don't know. I get confused.
Yeah.
They say pilot.
Well, it was because you shot the pilot already, and then you had a bit of a gap in between shooting the pilot and then shooting the second episode. How long was that gap?
I think we shot the pilot in April, and I think we shot the first episode in September, something like that.
Holy crap.
It was kind of like school year a little bit, but more time. So there's this funny thing that I always notice with pilots to first episodes, because there's always a lag time between the pilot and the first episode, or the, you know, or the second episode, whatever you want to call it. And everyone always gets more fit than they were. Everyone always goes to the gym a lot while they're waiting. And then you come back and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I think Max was like, out. I have to take my shirt off again. Give me 3 months. I got it.
Oh,
great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Max,
because he
was
took his shirt off.
CrossFit gym. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That first season, he was like, they were making him take off his shirt off like on an episode basis, I feel like.
Well, he was also very, very dedicated, too. I mean, he would work out. We'd have 6 a.m. call times, sometimes earlier, and he had already gone to the gym.
Yeah.
Before
but he became dedicated, I think, once we got, like, he knew that we were picked up and that was going to be a thing. Because him and I talked about it. Because I remember finding out there's an episode coming up where I'm, like, suntanning on a roof. And I remember calling Liz Merriweather into my trailer because I saw the wardrobe. Big quotations around that, where I was like hanging in my trailer and I was like, I was not aware this is a comedy that I would have to be like, I was so nervous about it. And I remember Max talking to me and he was like, oh yeah, I feel like this is going to be a thing before you and I, and I'm going to the gym constantly. And I was like, okay,
yeah,
great.
You got to go to the spray tan person that sprays the abs on.
You got to go to your steroid guy. Nice and juiced up.
Thankfully, the spray tan thing I had covered from my mama and my daddy, so that was okay. That one happened in utero.
So today we're going to revisit kryptonite.
Yeah.
Kryptonite.
Spencer was my
kryptonite. For those who aren't familiar with what kryptonite is, it's that little green interstellar stone that can kill Superman or stop Superman or get rid of his powers.
It weakens Superman.
Yeah, your Achilles weakens heel. Superman.
That's right. Yeah. And Spencer, which I probably laughed the most out this moment, and I shouldn't have. It was based on the pilot, but also into this episode as well. How, because I mean, he's a good looking guy, but he's not your typical Chris Hemsworth, what Hollywood will tell you is a good looking guy. But the way you fawn over him is as if he is Fabio in the 90s. And he takes his helmet off and he does all this. It's
his
so
hair
funny.
Was, he had beautiful hair.
And listen, you play it so believable.
Oh my God, thank you. You know what I was thinking? And I was like, it's so funny because I had seen the episode, the first episode, the pilot, a lot of times. But I haven't seen all the other episodes a lot of times. And I was just thinking how great you guys were and Max and Jake. Like, everyone, I was like, oh. In my mind, I had thought that it took us a longer time to, like, figure it out. I was like, no. All of my co-actors had this figured out, like, from day one. Like, you guys were fantastic.
That is not how I felt.
You're really great. You're really great. Day one.
I was afraid day one because you guys had a thing going on already. And all I kept getting was, oh, you're replacing Damon, even though that wasn't necessarily the case. So I was like, okay, Damon is so great. How do I don't know what to do. And I couldn't find bits or play in some of the lines because I was so nervous. I just wanted to, like, say the lines as an actor, as it not do any bits, just play it as real as I could possibly play it and not add anything.
It was so great. I thought that top dog bit, like, worked so well because you and Jake were, like, playing it really in a very grounded way. And then Max so believably wants to be the top dog. And it's like, when I think of that storyline, it sounds like, if you described it, it could sound like it could go broad, and it didn't at all. You guys played it so well. You were all great. And then Hannah, when you come in the car, like, you're so dry and hilarious. I was just really, it was so fun watching it.
It was fun. Just to echo what Lamorne said, because I remember I only had two very quick scenes in that episode, one coming into the loft and then one when we're, you know, like, basically, like, in the car, and then we go into the house. But I will never forget, because it had been a huge gap. So I hadn't seen you guys.
Right.
And you guys had been shooting all week, all together. And then all of a sudden to pop in. And the first thing we shot for me was that I had to take the bike. And I'd forgotten all about it until I watched it. And I had, like, a PTSD response in my body watching it. And I was like, oh, God, I remember. Walking the bike out of the house that was full of stuff in these ridiculous, like, 4-inch wedge heels they put me in to make me look like I'm a model, because you and I are the same height.
Oh, yeah. So I totally forgot that they made this really big thing out of, like, well, Hannah's supposed to be a model and models are tall, which is, like, not true. Like, a lot of models are different sizes. And, like, yeah, runway models are tall, but, like, in LA, you have a lot of print models who aren't necessarily tall. But they made this very big deal out of it. And so then they decided you had to be in 4-inch heels at all times and always standing. And whenever you're standing next to me, because we are the same height.
Yes. It was the craziest thing. And so I was just watching my, you know, young self. I just remember when they called action and I was just like, get down the stairs. Don't fall. Don't drop the bike. Don't drop anything. Because the whole crew is watching you. Your You have this tiny little thing
you
to
had
do.
To be very like cool and be like, you can keep the bell.
I was like, so scared.
I would have tripped, Hannah. Hats off to you. Because,
you should have done it. I've done plenty of. I got.
You should have gunslingered it.
Just to recap, guys. In this episode, Jess needs to get her stuff back from that heartthrob Spencer. Who?
and it's motivated by the fact that I break the TV with a basketball,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And everyone's mad at me for breaking the TV. And the guys put pressure on me saying I need to go back to Spencer's house or my old house and grab my stuff. And it's just very hard for me because Spencer is my kryptonite.
He's your kryptonite. He's your Fabio.
He's my Fabio.
And it's interesting. I should have gone back and looked at the pilot. Was that basketball hoop there in the pilot episode, or was it there because my character showed up and he used to play basketball?
I'm pretty sure that it wasn't there until that episode that you, yeah.
Fun
that
fact.
Was one of your things too. You brought back from Latvia.
Yeah, I brought back
because
a hoop.
All professional basketball players have a Fisher Price?
Yeah, it's like a little 7-foot hoop.
Yeah, listen, just talk to any pro ball player, they'll tell you.
Yeah, I just called LeBron. He just said, yeah, I got a couple of those in my bag.
A nice 5.5-footer.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to practice somehow.
Basketball hoop in my dining room.
How's he going to practice?
I remember that. I didn't know anyone really. I'd met Max a couple of times just out and about prior to the show. But Jake and I, we had talked beforehand about playing, being from Chicago, the things we like, the sports that we like, Chicago sports, basketball, and basketball being one of those things. And in that little moment when we're discussing Schmidt and everybody else and we're playing basketball, and for me, I said, my God, this job is going to be a cakewalk. I just get to sit around a basketball hoop all day and dunk the basket. I was like, this is so fun. If I could do all my lines right here, just like how Jake does all his lines sitting on the couch, I was like, this would be two of my favorite things combined into one. But that was not the case.
That was not the case.
Not the case at all.
I do remember because they stuck me in those 4-inch heels for at least 6 years that I was always standing. I'd walk into the loft and be standing in these heels.
I feel like after a while, they kind of like let you be your height for a certain.
I think it took like 5 seasons.
Yeah, it took a little while.
It was not okay.
It took till almost the
end. But I remember being so uncomfortable. And I was telling Jake, I was just like, my feet are like literally destroyed. And he was like, yeah, see, you made a mistake. He made a mistake in the pilot of not like saying it was a character choice. He's like to choose things that would be comfortable. He said, I said that Nick is the kind of guy that's always just sitting on a couch with a beer in his hand. And and look how that's worked out for me. And I was like, Dad, I was like, that's genius advice for an actor.
Yeah.
Sit down, have a drink.
My favorite part about Jake Johnson's approach to the day. So for the folks out there in listener land, we get to set, we have our lines memorized. Maybe we don't, but we do a quick rehearsal and a quick blocking rehearsal so the crew can know exactly what our movements will be. The director gives us ideas. We give the director ideas, etc. I remember Jake always rebutting and going, no, I see my... I think my character will be sitting here. And he would do it so much. He would do it so much. And then he'd look over at you and wink. You know, that was like, that was my introduction.
I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable.
He'd go, they'd be like, I think, Jake, you walk in. He goes, no, I don't feel comfortable. I think I'm sitting on the couch.
And it worked. It worked. That's definitely a character choice. Yeah.
It became part of the character, whether it was meant to be or not.
Oh, yes.
Very intentional choices.
He's
and
also like,
I
have a notebook. I have to. So we could write his lines on the notebook in case he forgets them.
Just
right?
Tuck your sides in there. It's fine. That's why working behind the bar, eventually when they put me there, that's also a Jake gave me a trick. He was like, they never see below the bar.
Which Marlon Brando, by the way, would do that. He always had his lines written everywhere.
Isn't there like an infamous picture where like he had stuck his lines on the off-camera actor's face.
Oh, yes.
There's like a famous picture of that, and he's just like reading it, but an incredible performance he's delivering, but he's just reading.
The same thing we're discussing now, we talked about it on set, and I remember as a bit once, Jake stuck his lines to Max's forehead while Max was off-camera, and they did a scene that way. Now, I wasn't there in the beginning, and we'll dive more into the episode, but I wasn't there in the beginning. And so for me, when the show got picked up, it was exciting, but it wasn't that exciting because I wasn't on it. I was like, oh, that's damn. I was like, man, I knew I should have did that show. How did you guys feel? I mean, imagining excited, what were you going through? What was happening in your life when you heard that, yes, it's going to go?
I definitely felt like every movie that I ever did where I had fun on set would turn out well. And if I didn't have fun on set, it wouldn't turn out well. And it was this weird thing where I know a lot of people have totally different experiences than that. And this was just my experience. And so we had so much fun making that pilot that I was like, this has got to turn out well. And I was like, they have to pick this up. Like, I just, I felt like so confident that like we had such a great, you know, group of people, and I just felt like it was, I hate to say no brainer, because like look, I know tons of factors, you know, go into picking out the shows that get picked up, but you know, Liz being so talented, us having, you know, Jake Kasdan, Brett and Dave, great team, you know, in the writing room and, you know, on the directorial side, and then like getting such a good, you know, cast, like, I'm not patting myself on the back. I mean, like, you guys are all so great. So just felt like I felt really lucky to be working with all these people. So
you were.
And I'd been working. I know. I felt like it was going to happen. And then when it did, I was like, we're all on the same page. If it didn't, if it hadn't gotten picked up, I would have been so sad. So really, I just really, really wanted to keep working with everybody. So, you know. It's hard to say. I mean, I was overjoyed. That is, long story short, I was overjoyed. What about you, Hannah? And then I was sad that Damon couldn't do the show. But then when we got to circle back to LaMorne, and I have to say, we all rallied so hard to get LaMorne on the show. Like, I wrote emails, called people. I know Jake did, Max did. I don't know what you were doing, Hannah.
I did not call anybody. Everyone's like, she has zero power at that point of my career.
Hannah was in Spain surfing.
I was like, I remember I could probably find the email. Maybe I'll find it and read it on another episode where I could find the email I wrote. I can't remember if I think I might have written to Kevin Riley, who was heading up the network at the time. And I remember saying, like, I really believe that LaMorne Morris is the man for this job.
Please give him your seal of approval.
To whom it may concern.
Yeah. I was like, he's so great. Come on now.
Thank you. What a voice.
Here's
like this. I mean,
what I'll tell you about finding out our show was picked up is that it has ruined me for the rest of my life, because it was my first pilot experience. It was my first real pilot experience. I shot one, then it got picked up, and I just thought, yeah, that's what's supposed to happen.
They get picked up.
You do a show, you do it with really great people, it's really wonderful, and then it picks up, and then it runs for, you know, 8-9 years, and everybody's really wonderful. It's a great experience. And then I got out into the real world, you guys.
Oh, yes.
It was a very different thing. And so for me, it's interesting that I was so new to the industry here in LA, and how tough this business can be, and all the different factors, like you said, that go into actually picking up a pilot and how it lines up with their schedule. Like, I didn't know any of that. So it made perfect sense to me. I was like, it was a great pilot, I guess, and then it becomes a show. And now, in retrospect, I'm like, holy smokes, even like the best pilots, there's no guarantee. And how lucky we were that the stars like aligned for us, that we got picked up.
So lucky.
I don't know if I had actually that much like that the level of deep gratitude that I now only have in hindsight after seeing how like amazing pilots getting passed over and all that stuff that I've learned over the years. So I definitely was just like, yeah, of course. Cool. All right. When do we start work?
And the fact that they were willing to kind of like it, take a chance on like a show. I mean, look, it's an ensemble. All shows end up being ensembles. But like, you know, the fact that it was, you know, had strong female characters. I have to say, up to that point, there weren't a ton. There weren't a ton. So that year was the year they actually kind of started picking up more shows with female leads and stuff. And they were like, two broke girls. Mindy Project was like next year. It was kind of a little bit of a renaissance where they were like, oh, girls, I guess they can be funny.
Wasn't it the height of the conversation? Like really the height of that ridiculous conversation. I remember like Tina Fey and all of these women and Liz and you having to deal with this question of like, you know, people say women can't be fun. Like it wasn't just like a smattering of that conversation.
Yeah. No,
it
was shockingly, like also shockingly, they were like, but can a girl be pretty and funny? And you're like, I can't even answer that question.
I mean, that always is the question, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Because can they?
To do two things at once, that might be a bit.
It's hard being pretty. And it's hard being funny.
I remember, to go back to what Hannah was saying, I remember towards the end of New Girl, we were coming to an end, I was talking with Max on set, and Max had done a number of, you know, pilots that didn't go, recurs on shows, and, you know, he'd been around the block, and New Girl obviously was a blessing to his life. And I asked him, I said, man, I don't know if I'm going to, like, I wonder what work would be like after this. And he was like, it's all downhill from here, man. He goes, let's just say, he goes, we got very lucky. He goes, we got very, very lucky on this show. He goes, this doesn't happen often. And I, you know, obviously, you know, we still continue to work in some capacity and we do shows or movies or. We do a podcast, you know.
We can't let it go.
We can't. It was such a fun time.
We just like each other.
It was such a fun time. All right, let's dive right back into.
Yes, let's do it. Thanks for keeping us on track, Morny.
So
every once in a while, I'm going to call you Morny because it's your nickname.
Morny. That's what my nieces call me, Morny.
So
my grandma
cute.
Used to call me that. She used to say, good morning, Morny.
So cute.
Good morning, Grandma.
I miss that woman. But the beginning of this episode, the cold open, was one of the funniest things I've seen. And it really set up the dynamic of the characters in the loft with Schmidt asking you where he's the most sexy and how I can see the transition between you're going, is he being serious, to, oh, I could play a game with him. And then Nick instantly going, because they know each other for the longest time, is like, oh, I can play this game with him. And then the question I have is, where did Schmidt look the sexiest?
On the chair.
On the chair?
Bed's trying too hard. The side of the chair, he kind of looks weird. The chair, he just looks like normal and kind of relaxed, you know?
And he set it up, right? He was like, I'll be sitting here just like flipping through a magazine, being real cash.
That's, he's sitting also, on the bed. Yeah, no.
I like creepy. The bed just because every time he jumped on the bed, he did the same
smooth.
Adjustment.
He
every single time he smoothed.
He had to smooth his sheets. That was funny. The thing I loved about that scene too was it became one of those things that was like a on-camera, off-camera thing that felt true to life that translated in chemistry, which was like these bits, you know, because obviously, and it was like the first time we saw like a Jess and Nick bit and like the easy chemistry of that and how it worked. And those things lived like off-camera so much. And I was like, wow, in episode two, like they had like a bit and it worked and it was funny. And then the person caught on that they were being messed with. I thought that was actually pretty cool.
I think we need to take a little break.
Break time.
Let's go sell some stuff that we use, obviously.
Of course.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to our show.
All right, we're back, everyone. Thanks to our sponsors.
Ferrari. thanks to our sponsor, Ferrari.
Thanks to our sponsors, Ferrari, Maserati.
Miami Mansion.
I can't think of any other cars. Porsche,
luxury
is
yachts.
That a car? Yeah.
Yes.
Luxuryyacht.com.
Ooh.
I love me a good yacht.
So before the break, we were talking about our on-set bits. And I do have to say there was this kind of cool thing about this show that we could all do like mix and match with who we were having our storylines with, you know, because you might have a story, like I might have a week where I'm just working with Lamorne, or a week where I'm not just, but mainly working with Lamorne, mainly working with Hannah, mainly working with Jake, mainly working with Max. And I kind of treasured all those, you know, those weeks when I got to kind of, you know, bond with each one of the cast members, and that we kind of saw what those dynamics were, because they all changed our performances. And like, you know, we're all different people when we're around our various friends and family and coworkers. So that was one thing that I definitely saw in this episode, was that, you know, because, you know, it was, our dynamics were just forming. You really start to see the genesis of those things. So thanks for pointing that out, Hannah.
Oh, I could tell you this, to piggyback what you're saying. You're saying it was exciting. I was nervous. Because I like people's energy.
It doesn't show at all. You're like, well, seems so cool.
It does feel like you're such a perfect fit. But yeah, it was your first day at school.
Yeah,
scary.
Yeah, I was like, oh gosh, am I going to be funny? Are they going to be mean? Like, how's it? Like, how's this work? Because I was so used to doing, at that point, up until that point, I'd hosted television shows before and I'd done a bunch of commercials where there wasn't a ton of scene work. It was just you doing a bit to the camera or with one other person, you know, and then you go home. This, you know, throughout the course of a day, you had a scene with everybody and sometimes the entire group, and you're just trying to find your place. And I'll be honest with you, I was the most nervous doing scenes with Zoe, just because I was, well, yeah, and at first, I mean, you're a goddamn movie star. So I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Like you were saying, Hannah, this is my first pilot experience, like pilot season and all that stuff. I was just kind of showing up. And here's this woman who's done 100 movies. She's been doing it since she was younger. The whole family's crushing it in this particular arena. So there's a certain level of professionalism and skill that you have to have, and experience brings you a lot of that. And I knew I was inexperienced. And so I was like, I kept thinking, like, when we do these two shots, I don't want to mess up her stuff.
You're so good, Lamorne.
How I felt, yeah, in the beginning.
I didn't know. And you were so good, like, right out the gate. I
turned into a superhero.
Well, I know. We all know that. We all know the end of the story. We're just, you know, now that we're talking about the beginning.
Very humble.
Very humble.
Humility.
I will say, it's funny.
He's like, you guys know I'm a superhero, right?
Yeah.
I'm very humble, but very humble. I'm a superhero.
Just happy to be the best.
Switch the genre out of comedy.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was thinking about the difference between the pilot and this episode. Because when I watched the pilot, I was like, this is timeless. Like, they're so smart. There's nothing that dates this show. You can watch it now and it's does nothing that throws you. And then I started to watch this second episode and I was like, again, they're doing it. I'm like, this must have been a really conscious choice to make sure that nothing will date this. And then all of a sudden,
flip phone. Which I actually think that they had him have a flip phone, which was at that time a really old thing to have, because they were like, well, Nick would have like a really old phone.
Yeah.
But then
that's right.
He had a really good picture. Like, I don't know why. He was like watching soccer or something.
Yeah,
I don't
football.
Know. Yeah, football. Somehow the picture was just clear as if he were watching like a high quality.
That's true. It's dated television. Futuristic technology.
Yeah, it was probably done in post, so it looked really good and we could see very
clearly. I know for a fact that Jake, I don't want to say fact. I do believe Jake had a flip phone.
Like, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. He's not a tech guy.
No. Oh, fun story about Jake. So on the iPhone, there is stories about how technologically advanced he is. So on the iPhone, there's a button to put your phone to sleep. When you turn the screen off, you just hit the side button, right? You just hit that little button. I think people who have iPhones know. Just click that button, it turns the phone. Most smartphones, probably all smartphones, have a button that when you want the screen to go dark, you just press it. When we were filming, we were sitting on the couch, obviously Jake's favorite place, and I remember he kept turning his phone. In between takes, he'd text, and then he would turn his phone upside down and put it under a pillow. And he kept doing it. I was like, why are you keep turning your phone upside down? And he was like, they took all this time to light the set. I don't want to have a stupid light shining up. I said, what do you mean? He goes, the phone, the light from the phone. I don't want it to be shining. He's like, come on. And I said, Jake, put the phone to sleep. He's like, what does that mean? I was like, just hit that button. And he goes, what? What button? I said, the button on the phone. And he hits the button and was like, oh, how am I supposed to know that? I said, well, you get a phone, like, don't you press the buttons? I was like, did you just think it was just there for show? He had no idea.
We could do a whole episode dedicated to Jake Johnson and his lack of awareness around certain technological things, especially with his phone. He told me his phone didn't have Wi-Fi when he had the latest iPhone. And that's why he couldn't use it on the soundstage. And I was like, okay, let's delicately walk through how.
I didn't get the Wi-Fi plan. Why?
That's right. He's just like, it doesn't have Wi-Fi. I was like,
honey.
Richard does.
Honey, no.
Honey,
yeah.
Honey, Linda.
It all falls into the old man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like he's an old man living in a young man's body.
Oh, yeah. I want to say he had done a movie where he was a drunk and ceremony, I believe it was. He was like drunk at a wedding. And a lot of folks talked about how funny drunk Jake is.
Great movie.
Yes.
Max Winkler directed that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. but I will watch it.
So good.
I will watch it when it hits theaters. I'll watch it. When the world opens back up.
It hit theaters about 10 years ago.
It's come and gone.
My bad. That's on me. That is on me. but Jake being drunk Jake, and wild Jake and excited. Anytime there's a moment where he has to go crazy, I think it's really, really funny. And when you break the TV, his stressing over the television was so funny.
So I have to say, I can't keep track of how many times all you guys made me laugh in this episode. Like I was like, oh my God. And I laughed out loud. But Jake made me laugh. The thumb ring,
thumb
the
ring.
You know, slap.
Max and the thumb ring made me laugh so hard. You, Lamorne, and your like hilarious playing it cool, like no, the top dog, no, that made me laugh so hard. And Hannah, when you're like, your hand is on my leg, and he's like, your hand's on my leg, and you're like, no, it's not. So good, amazing delivery, and then everybody, you know, standing down, is that what you call it? Stand down. Standing down. I don't know. I'm making stuff up. But
standing down?
Is that what I think?
You mean what, the stare down?
When we're all
the,
staring
the
down.
Stare down. Yes.
With
Ian,
the hats.
Who plays Spencer. Ian, very funny guy.
So yes. Funny.
Very funny guy. Everyone's staring him down, coming in, supporting Jazz. Just a really fun, hilarious scene. There were a lot of things that made me laugh with that all you guys did.
Is it true that there was so much chemistry between you and Jake in the beginning that you guys couldn't be in the same shot together because it was just bleeding?
I remember them saying that they were like, listen, you guys have such good chemistry that like this is a series, like we have to play this out over time and we don't want to put you guys in the same like storylines together because we're worried that people are, and I was like, what are you, wait, what? Isn't that like a good thing? I think we all had good chemistry together, like from the get-go, you know, in different ways. But yeah, they did say they wanted to play out that storyline, that our chemistry was really good.
I just want to make a quick thing because I'm going to probably do it leading up to certain things. We didn't know anything about Winston, and this is the first time I realized Liz was a psycho in a good way. In a good way. My character owning up to Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams on his pregame mix, that's the first clue to, oh, okay, there's something off about this guy. And in each episode, you'll find a little thing that... that will tell the tale of what Winston will ultimately end up becoming. And I didn't realize it in the moment. I didn't realize it till much, much later. I kept thinking back going, wait, there are breadcrumbs leading to this. It wasn't just the thing that just happened. It was trying things and the weird obviously stuck around.
You know what's interesting too, though, is I was thinking about that in episode 2, they did plant the seeds for little things that became these then really known and loved character traits, like your weirdness. But they also had Max. I shouldn't even say that because I bet you they didn't have Max. Max probably chose to do this and they went, that's great. Keep it. Mm-hmm. Where he said, fornicate.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was just supposed to say fornicate.
Yep.
And he said it in a weird way and it stuck and it became one of those like Schmidtisms that stuck around.
Yeah. Yep. And I will say actually that what happened? Schmidt happened. That was actually sort of a spinoff from one. I'm pretty sure. Correct me, guys, if you remember differently, but I'm pretty sure that David Neer had improvised like Schmidt happens. Or that Max had improvised Schmidt happens in the pilot. I can't remember. We'll have to ask around and see what other people remember. But I remember there being an improvisation, like which David Neer, every time, you know, in that pilot, every time they would do a different take, he would improvise some other thing based on Schmidt. On Schmidt. And he said, I'm pretty sure he said Schmidt happens or that Max said it. And that it got written into that next episode, even though it didn't make that pilot episode.
At the end, when he says, you got some Schmidt on your face, because we were just tossing stuff out, I feel like I pitched that joke.
I believe that.
Whoa. I feel like I did. I'm not 1,000%, but I remember thinking that and tossing out a bunch of jokes. I want to say that was, I tossed that one out.
Take the credit. No one remembers.
I wrote this episode.
You are the only cast member that wrote an episode and directed an episode.
Oh, woo.
Yeah. Yep.
Take that, Emmys.
All right, guys. We're going to take a little break now and sell some things that Lamorne uses.
It's going to be a tampon commercial. I know it. I know it.
I would take a lifetime supply of tampons. That's fine.
I'll take it. It's useful.
So a little trivia before we go to our break, and hopefully when we come back, someone will have an answer. Maybe we'll leave this up to the fans, but one of us, one of the characters from New Girl, was actually in a tampon commercial when we come back.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to our show.
Okay, and we're back from the break. Welcome back to our show, the Zoe, Lamorne, and Hannah show. That's yet to be named. So Lamorne dropped a little piece of trivia before we went to break, and I'd love to hear the answer.
Okay, which one of the New Girl characters was in a tampon commercial? And the answer is, of course, Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson. I had no idea.
Yeah, he played the before guy.
Yes,
I
remember him telling.
What do you mean before he had his period?
So it's like this: the girl in the commercial has, it's like her life before she has these new tampons, or is it pads or something? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's her life before and her life after. Her life before like sucks. Her life before or her life after is great. And the guy in the before is Jake Johnson. Jake. And I feel like they were really mean to him while they were shooting it too, right? Yes. Do you remember that part? That they were like super mean to him.
He had to eat with background. He couldn't eat. They didn't give him a trailer. It just says, wait in your car. They say, okay, give him a food voucher to eat food.
What?
Give him a Starbucks coupon.
They didn't see him as becoming a huge star of screen and screen.
Wow.
that he is
it.
Now.
Earn your dues, man. You got to earn your dues.
Yep. Okay, so we have a little game to play before we go.
Cheer American!
True American! It's called True American, where True the American. Rules change weekly and you leave more confused than when you showed up. This week, we are going to play a game called Choose Your Fighter. In today's episode, Nick tells Jess that Spencer is her kryptonite. He is, of course, referring to the glowing green rock that steals Superman's powers. So today, we're going to decide which superhero stripped of their powers would win in a fight. And you guys are going to tell us who won in a social media poll. Okay.
Ooh. So we're just picking superheroes.
Okay, so we're stripping them of their powers.
Yeah.
So just like in a fist fight, like a bare just knuckle fight?
They become regular. Well, so I feel like Batman doesn't really have powers, so I feel like he would win. Like he has that guy that like builds stuff for him, right? Like he's
Alfred.
Got like all this cool stuff. And like those aren't superpowers, right?
Just gadgets. He's Gadget.
He's got so many gadgets. Like Superman, I feel like he's probably like ripped, right? Mm-hmm. But or does that only happen once he puts the suit on?
Is that just
right?
The suit? Yeah.
Is he hiding it as Clark Kent, or as Clark Kent? Like
no, Clark Kent's not the before Jake Johnson. Clark Kent is he's Superman.
So he's got brawn. Batman has gadgets. Mm-hmm. I don't know any others.
I'm going to go Wonder outside Woman. The box of thinking of what a superhero is. Like way outside the box. Okay.
Don't say Neil deGrasse Tyson. Or
don't
something
say
like that.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't
go.
Say.
My mom. No. She's my superhero.
Oh, God.
Just stick with me for 1 second.
No.
Okay.
You really hate the baby voice. It's so creepy. He genuinely gets creeped out. It's like a weird phobia of yours. So here's my pitch.
Why you hate babies, Lamar?
I don't hate babies.
Why do you hate babies?
The grown ups sound like babies. I can't handle it. Yeah.
You guys, like, everybody out there, if you're casting the new Gollum, I can do it if, like, anybody falls out.
Okay, this is my very outside the box, but stick with me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any of the Care Bears. Because when you, I know they're not technically, well, they have all these like weird powers, but even if you strip them, they're a bear.
Yeah, but they're like a stuffed bear that's lavender.
Yeah.
And their superpower is kindness.
You would have to change their nature. That's true. Yeah, well, I mean, you're making Superman get into a fist fight. Maybe they would. I mean, it's a brawling bear. I'm just putting it out there.
I mean, I love the Care Bears, but I love them too.
And what I will say, Zoe, your Batman, because Batman is his intelligence, his superpower. The fact that
I think so. Yeah. He becomes a superhero because he has the grit to do so.
So, are you taking away his intelligence? And he's just a rich dude?
No. He has the intelligence. I don't think it's a. That's not a superpower, though.
He's just
his superpower is that he. Wants a superpower so bad that he has, like, with his resources, his intelligence, and his money and all that, he set it up so that I don't even watch Batman movies, by the way. Like, I haven't seen a Batman movie in since I was a child.
What?
Yeah, no, but seriously, he is the best superhero. I seem to know a lot about him.
You seem to be leading this conversation
never
as an expert. on superheroes.
I don't watch superhero movies. Really,
you know who's definitely losing the fight?
Who?
Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, he's a little boy.
What are you gonna do?
He's, he's a boy.
He's a boy.
We love you, Tom Holland.
In a full Spanx outfit.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Just he's walking around and he can barely see.
Well, because the problem is he would do the first time he would test the superpowers, he would go on a building, he would jump off and realize he doesn't have superpowers. There's no more Spider-Man.
Yeah. And the last superhero movie I saw, which was actually fantastic, was that Into the Spider-Verse. Fantastic movie that Jake Johnson does a voice in.
Mm-hmm. And while sitting on a couch.
Exactly.
Having a drink.
And literally everyone becomes Spider-Man in that movie. Like, I mean, they have 12 different Spider-Men.
Porky Pig Spider-Man.
Right. So if you strip those away, none of them have really what it takes to be Batman in a fight. That's for sure.
Well, right? I'll challenge you to this one.
Okay,
then.
Challenge.
So my favorite movie of all time is The Matrix, right?
Okay.
Keanu Reeves.
That's a great movie.
It's the best. But you could say that Keanu Reeves is a superhero in this movie, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when you strip his superpowers away, you know, his ability to bend time and matter and create things out of his brain, whatever the Matrix allows, whatever the program allows, he just becomes a regular old dude. But what we know is that when Keanu Reeves is a regular old dude, he's John Wick. John Wick is badass. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So what we're saying, or what you're proposing, is that Keanu Reeves just wins.
Yeah, it's
life.
Keanu Reeves as a superhero.
All right,
it's just
you know what?
Him.
Okay, can I just say?
Yes.
I agree with you. Keanu Reeves wins. I say he was on a plane that I was on once, and he seemed very nice and
private
normal.
Planes.
And you
planes.
Know, it was not a private plane. Stop making me into this. I go on normal planes, just like everybody else. but Keanu Reeves seems really nice, and I support him. I would. I put my money on Keanu against Batman.
Okay, so Keanu, Batman. We're gonna leave it there. We're gonna leave this up to the audience.
Yeah.
If you have any other ideas, who do you think the best superheroes would be?
Yeah.
Shipped to their
powers? Keanu versus Batman.
Keanu versus Batman.
Who would win?
It's been coming. That fight's been coming.
Please.
Oh yes.
send your answers to all of us on Twitter.
And I think Keanu's going to take it.
I'm going to throw one out there. I'm going to throw one out there, and then I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just going to throw one. Blade. Wesley Snipes, even though he wasn't, even he's half vampire, but he could still, that sword action, that's not a superpower, that's a skill.
Okay.
He's got a weapon.
If Keanu's fighting him, does Keanu get a sword too?
Oh yeah, damn, because he beat up the entire Yakuza by himself. I don't know.
We're also thinking about, all right,
everybody,
like,
guys, Blade
defense.
Or Keanu.
What'd you say?
What about built-in defense? Like, if you think about Iron Man, okay, strip the powers, but he's still just in that suit. No matter
does
what
he get
you
the
do.
Suit? Is the suit, the suit the superpower?
I don't know. Like, Spider-Man would have been in that suit, right? He just couldn't do anything.
The suit that Spider-Man wears is literally like a wetsuit, right?
It keeps him, he's got buoyancy to it.
With muscles.
Yeah, built in.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, it's, well, yeah. We got to throw Iron Man in there, and then we'll leave the rest to the audience.
All right.
You let us know.
Hey, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our show. We would love it if you liked us on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars, 5 out of 5, because that's the 7 number stars. Of Lamorne's favorite. Donut. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's Lamorne's favorite number, so give us 5 stars.
Yes, yes. And if you have any questions, please throw them out there. You can reach out to us on all platforms. But yeah,
we might like to answer them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Rate and subscribe.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zoe Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zoe Deschanel, performed and produced by Zoe Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.